Good afternoon.
Are we recording?
We are.
Wonderful. My name is LaTanya Lipscomb-Smith. Thank you for attending the Open Government Committee meeting. The day is February 7, 2019, and the time now is 4 p.m. I would like to welcome everyone to our first subcommittee meeting for the 2019 year. And if we could go around the room and do introductions.
Darcy Gowner.
Carla Miller, Director of the Ethics Office.
Kirby Oberdorfer, Deputy Director, Ethics Office.
Andrea Myers, the Training Coordinator, Ethics Office.
Lourdes Barboza, Ethics Office.
Good afternoon, Cherry Pollack, Office of General Counsel.
Good afternoon, Joseph Rogan, Ethics Commission.
Good evening. I'm J.J. Dixon. Very nice to meet you all.
I think it would be helpful to review a purpose of the committee and the past projects. Carla, could you give us a report on that?
I sure can. And we were going to send out like 50 pages of reports to everybody, but instead I'm going to do a summary.
Thank you.
And yes, it's interesting with this committee because the complaints committee, that's real easy to figure out what you handle, complaints that come in. Legislative committee, again, okay, let's take a look at the code. Is there anything that needs to be changed, or are there any new laws that we need to look at? It's pretty well defined. When you get to the open government committee, you'll find it's a more fluid committee. It has been called the education committee, the transparency and open government committee, the now just open government. So the fact that the name's changed about five times indicates that it doesn't hang on any one particular duty like some of the other committees do. And in fact, I only did three of these, so if you don't mind sharing, I wanted to refer you to the actual duties of the commission under the code. And if you take a look, the open government, transparency, education, conglomeration of committees over the years have fallen into B and C. B says that the commission provides assistance and input into the management and coordination of the education, like our education program for the city. And C is the commission can look into any situation that potentially violates an acceptable standard of ethics conduct. Is there anything unethical going on, and should we look into this and maybe propose some legislation? So the committee has sort of like gone back and forth between these two purposes. And I would comment on the B, the education, since I wrote that in 1997. What the purpose of that was is that there was no staff of the ethics office. And we were actually shut out of participating in the education of our officials, the ethics commission was. And so we wrote this in saying, no, we want to have some say in it. But that was before I was hired in 2007 and before we had four people on staff and a training coordinator. So we put that in there because we really needed our foot in the door to be able to participate in some of the training that was going on in 1999 and the year 2000. It takes back 18 years. Since that time, the office has gotten more and more sophisticated in handling training and doing that aspect. So I would suggest, although always welcome, we invite the whole commission to all of our trainings, and the big one we do in June with City Council. You come, you have any ideas or any input, welcome. I just think that you can relax a little bit on that one since we have now a training coordinator and we have staff doing that. So then you get to see, looking at ethics issues, well, what has this committee done? First of all, I can mention that I asked Lourdes to pull our meetings from this committee for the past couple years, and there's only been three. That is indicative of something. Again, I say it's because of the fluidity of the purpose of this group. We have one in,
January 2014, 2015, and 2017.
So 2014, we have one in 2014, one in 2015, and then one in 2017 in February, 2 years ago, and none. since then. Well, why is that? That's an interesting question. So I think it's because last year, I know why it was, because we had someone that was chair of it, and then they didn't get confirmed by city council, and there was a kerfuffle on that, and so we never really had a chair. In the past, in the three meetings in the last 4 years, the discussion has been on things that were accomplished, like a lobbyist software program that was done by UNF students, a master's program that was done. They worked on a sole source procurement contract being online. You know, like if someone gets a sole source contract, it was disappearing off the city's website. And they said, that's not very transparent. It should stay up there so we can see who's getting city contracts. That got passed. And interestingly enough, the Deputy Attorney General for the state of Florida moved to Jacksonville and got appointed to the Ethics Commission, Joe Jaco. And Joe is now back working with our new governor, DeSantis. But he was chair of this committee in 2014, and a lot of progress was made. We actually got an attorney general opinion clarifying public right to comment at meetings, and there was a lot of activity along those lines. Monitoring whether or not the city's transparent, implementation of sunshine law, is the public able to comment? What's going on with that? So the committee's addressed that. Lastly, the one in 2017, for the last 4 years, there's been a discussion on a project that's near and dear to my heart. So I'll share it to you. And they said in 2017, the committee agreed to revise and update this by the end of 2017. Then it never happened. We have a course online. It's called It's Your Government. And it's an outreach to all the citizens in Jacksonville. And it was developed with young Democrats, young Republicans, Democrat women, Republican women, Leadership Jacksonville, the League of Women Voters, and the Ethics Office about 7 years ago. And the idea was citizens could take this course online in about an hour, and they would learn who their city council person was, how to come to a city council meeting, how to look up a bill. And then at the end it says, are you registered to vote? If not, click here, and it takes them right to register to vote. And we had this idea that we would get this course out, sponsored by the Ethics Commission, on the Ethics Commission's website, reaching out to all community groups, pulling them in, like, come and see an Ethics Commission meeting. What is ethics about? We had something in there on that. The course is outdated. The city changed its website, so none of the links work. It needs to be fluffed up a little bit, but the core of it's there, and the League of Women Voters is interested once again in working with us to get that project out. At the time, Jerry Holland, who was supervisor of elections, said that if we got that course updated, that what he would do is when he sends out his notification to all registered voters in Duval County, which is about 400,000 people, he would put the link to the course and actually encourage all registered voters to go through that course. So we've been discussing it for about 4 years, but we've never really gotten it to the finish line. And I actually saw, like, the Ethics Commission, for instance, imagine this committee doing a citizen education course, and then if the people complete the course, we have a little reception for them before a city council meeting. City council meetings start at 5. At 4:30, they can all meet down in the green room near city council, and the city council president comes in, shakes their hand, thanks them for doing the citizen course. They all sit in a little row dedicated to them getting through the citizen course. So it's a tremendous outreach to citizens. Anyhow, so that's a project that in all three of these meetings, it came up, and everybody agreed it was a good idea, but it never really. And now that I say that because you all work and have lives other than working on ethics all the time, except for Joe, who works on ethics all the time. Now with our staff expanding and with Andrea coming in, we have more support staff to help actually get that to the finish line, and divide up the tasks and get it there. So that course was mentioned again in 2017, And there was also a thing about, well, what do we do about our role in education? The committee decided to observe the training programs that are offered, and you're always invited to them, like I said. And that there should be evaluation systems, which Andrea and I are working on, how to analyze the effectiveness of our training, what kind of tools do we use for that. It's all kinds of surveys, and we're implementing that. Monitoring throughout time. You guys have monitored Florida, a state of Florida ethics legislation. If there's any transparency bills going on, you jump in and kind of like talk about that, decide if our commission is going to take a position on it. And that's basically what you have done in the past. And so, I mean, like I said, it is pretty dependent upon the creativity of the people that sit on this group. What do you want to envision? The sky's the limit. Under C, anything that violates ethics codes or standards of the city, you can say, you know what, we're going to take a look at that. We're going to have some speakers on it. We're going to suggest some legislation. We're going to think with it. So you've got a broad, very broad charge. And that, I think, maybe has been the problem on why you've met three times in the last 4 years and really nothing has emerged from that. So my recommendation would be, after reading all of this and kind of I've sat through all these meetings, is to pick one or two things and go for it, you know, and then every once in a while during the year there'll be a transparency thing that'll poke its head up that will get bounced to you by the whole commission, like a scattered thing that the city council does or something. But to pick one or two things that you feel passionate about and get them actually accomplished, because your goal is to promote transparency and to have citizen education and interaction. So how are you going to do that? And our staff will assist you in any way. And I wanted just to briefly have Andrea talk to you just to give you a little bit of information on what we do as training, so you feel a little relaxed about that part of your duties, that we're actually doing something along those lines. Andrea?
Could I be heard before we get to that?
Yes.
So I just wanted to add to what Ms. Miller said, and I entirely agree with it, that really B is the purpose of this committee, mm-hmm. and that role has evolved substantially just in the last 2 years, not to mention the last 15 years. And, you know, our job, or your job on this committee, is, I'm just a visiting member here, is to provide assistance and input. And if the ethics office says, we've got this, then you just have to assure yourselves that you've provided your assistance and input, and that's pretty much it. C, you share with Ms. Gowner's committee on legislative, and so there's a dual role there. But the distinction I wanted to draw is with the complaints committee. There's a separate provision about enforcement on the commission's own initiative of violations of the ethics code, and that's handled in executive session by the complaints committee. But from a legislative perspective of how we want to see what's going on in the city and propose changes either to the mayor or to the council, that could be done either here or in legislative. And sometimes mm-hmm. the full commission, and hearing Ms. Miller speak, I realize I probably made a mistake at the last full commission meeting in referring something to legislative, and that's the transparency report that probably belonged here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a mistake that I'll blame my predecessors, and I've inherited that mistake, that when we think about improving legislation, we tend to just send it to legislative, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that's not really where all the legislation belongs, and it overwhelms the legislative committee, mm-hmm. that they get basically everything that involves
a
the
law.
Ethics code. So, but it's up to you guys how active you want to be and what all you want to accomplish here, but I think I just wanted to emphasize, I think Ms. Miller's absolutely right, that your duties are B and sharing C with legislative.
And that's good. That reminds me that when you referred the Transparency Task Force, which was a big group that met last year for months and months and examined transparency issues of the city, mm-hmm. they came out with recommendations, and you've gotten that report. One of their recommendations I have it here to read the exact, but what they said is that the city many, many years ago used to offer courses for citizens to teach them about what was going on in city council and pull them in and introduce them to what was going on. I mean, we can say we're really transparent, but if there was no citizen that is educated enough to come in and know when a city council meeting is and how to get engaged in it. It doesn't matter how transparent we are because there's no one here to see any of it. So one of their recommendations was that there would be better citizen education and outreach to citizens like we used to have. The city council used to have a course. And they want to work with the Ethics Commission and the League of Women Voters, too, to put, you know, a course together. So, and that would satisfy at least that we have revived the Transparency Committee's recommendations and have acted on some of them if we do the education thing. So I defer to Andrea so everybody knows what we're up to with training.
Sure. I made a little summary. And Carla, feel free to chime in if I forget anything. The first thing I wanted to share with everybody is you may or may have not seen this. One of the recommendations from the entire Ethics Commission last year was that there should be a ethics poster that made the ethics law sort of accessible to citizens. And so we worked with our department and division ethics officers last year to develop this poster, which was emailed over 2,000 times to city employees and was hung up in every major department and division across the city. I actually took a picture of the one yesterday hanging in the mayor's kitchenette behind the conference room. I was like, that's my poster. but we've seen them all over town as we go around for different trainings. So I brought a copy for you guys if you want to take that with you. You're most welcome to have one. You've also seen the boards and commissions manual that we created this last year. I give a lot of credit to Kirby and Carla and Fortis for giving us all the information. But everyone who sits on a board or commission who comes to training now gets this manual after they've sat through the 1 hour of training. And we know at least some people are reading it because someone called Kirby today and said, "Oh, I think I have a conflict from reading your manual." So that's good. You know, people look at it, but you already have one of those. Do you know how many we've handed out?
Oh, a couple hundred.
Yeah, we've handed
just
out
this year.
Yeah, we handed out a bunch.
Imagine that people get on boards and commissions like the Ethics Commission and Planning Commission, and they get no training at all. They just get thrown on the committee, and I hope they know sunshine law. And so now to require the training and have a manual form is an upgrade.
Yeah.
Did you guys follow the person at the Rules Committee meeting for your appointments that just openly admitted to sunshine violations?
Yes. So we went and trained.
We have subsequently trained in depth on the sunshine law. I'm happy to report. That was a good training.
That was a good training. We take notes on that stuff.
And that actually wasn't a city body. It was some body outside of the city's jurisdiction, mm-hmm. but the city gets to appoint one person to mm-hmm. it. But we went, they said, could you please come down to St. Augustine and train? And so Kirby mm-hmm. and Andrea went down for that.
Yeah, that was fun. So then we're also nearly finished with a similar manual, not directed towards boards of commissions, but towards employees, all city employees. And so that's what this is what that one is going to look like. And I brought the first three pages for you all to look at. We handed these out yesterday to our department and division ethics officers for them to have a look at. And they give us feedback if they think something's missing or if their departments, you know, need a little extra on something, they tell us. So we did gifts, conflicts, and campaigning. And I'm just going to
take
one down, pass it around.
Yeah,
like this stuff.
Okay.
Are you going to have to revise this now with the new gift law?
These are
it
revised.
Is revised.
It has been revised. Oh. It took me a second.
With the $100 or over? Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, here it comes.
So you guys might want to. That one's only black and white. Maybe steal one of Joe's blue.
Oh, I see. These are.
No, everyone has a color. Everyone's good.
I don't have one.
Darcy didn't.
You gave yours away?
Well, I passed it on now.
Oh, okay.
He's got two.
Here, Joe, you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I think I just kept passing.
Okay.
Sharing our
everybody's
good. Here's a black and white one.
Yeah, I'm going
to. You can have the color.
The idea is to have a manual.
Well, I need you to be able to see what it'll actually look like, but we can't bring color in our office, so.
The idea is to have a manual, two actually, one for all city employees, and the other is going to be a specialized one just for elected officials. Mm-hmm. Of all the questions we get all the time from city council, and we always answer them, and general counsel's office does great opinions for that one person or that one circumstance, but we don't have them all gathered into one manual that everybody can refer to. So this is what we're working on.
And then we're almost finished with the online training for all city employees. This is a refresher course that Carla's been working on with, the department and division ethics officers. And we're working with the employee, or whoever does BRIT training.
It's computerized training, it's like.
Yeah, risk management. To get it all computerized so that it can be emailed to employees, they can be required to take it within a certain amount of time. They have to pass certain quizzes while they're taking the training so that we know they actually did it and retained some of the information. So the training was basically done, but when we decided to put it into this fancy online format, we had to go back and rework it a little bit so that it would fit that model. And then
I have a question.
Yeah.
About the online training, how often do city employees have to take it? As an annual?
No, in the code, it is set by OGC and the ethics office on how often we do it. And what we've done is we always hit them when they come in. And then our training after that is we have little modules that we get out through the departments. So yesterday we had a meeting of all the department ethics officers in the city. There's about 30 people in the mayor's conference room. And every constitutional officer had a representative. Every independent authority in the city, and every department in the city. It's a big group. And so we give them something saying, here's the new GIP law. We go over it, and then we give them information, and we tell them to stream it out to all of their employees. So we do little modules over time. But what we wanted to do is to have one big course, like every 2 years, where we review all of the basics. Because if you come in as a new employee, you could be trained and then not have any, comprehensive training for, a long time. So if it's every 2 years, I think that might be good, because it's hard to, put these computerized courses together. It's more time consuming than I thought. So if we can get the first one out, then maybe every 2 years do a recap.
Okay.
Yeah, but any suggestions from the group would be helpful.
And then on the first thing I handed out, you'll see this is sort of our master calendar of trainings so far this year. I compared it to, we had a little in the office, we weren't sure if we were doing more trainings than normal because we feel like we're really busy. So last year we had 6 trainings in January and 4 in February, and this year I think we're at 7 in January and 6 in February, and Kirby thinks that they're more intense and longer trainings than they were last year as well, and we keep getting requests to do more and more, so we're planning. I think we're already planning all the way through April and May right now.
And the sheriff's office just asked us to come over and do a training of all their top executives over there. It is getting much more in demand, and we're going to be working in an evaluation component. But Lourdes has been keeping a spreadsheet of all of the trainings we've done and how many people have attended, and so we're trying to increase every year the number of people that we train, the number of sessions that we do.
And so to manage that, we've been putting together sort of modules, which you'll see in this column over here. This is the standard sunshine. Training. This is the standard ethics rules training. This is the standard, public comments or Robert's rules training. And so then we put them together, when we get asked to do, I need you to do these 3 things. They already exist. We just put them together and then present them that way. So.
Which was a really good contribution of Andrea, because Kirby and I had so many demands for training. We'd be running around, you can imagine, tomorrow we have a training over here, okay, then get everything together. And so Andrea's taking all the different modules and kind of getting them organized. She had a spreadsheet of the 50 different things we train on from all the PowerPoints, and now we're trying to group them. And so we're getting more. And
you have it if you want it.
Yeah, listen, this spreadsheet is impressive, I'm telling you. I went, really? We train on all those different things? And then Lourdes takes it and Yeah, Laura just takes it and I get overwhelmed when I look at this. Laura just takes it and makes sure that we have it all on a spreadsheet so that we're getting organized that way. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see it come to this point. So we just wanted to give you an idea of what we're doing so that, you know, and I thought that maybe when you meet, we could always have Andrea come and give you an update on what exciting things we're doing in the training area, just so that you feel like Section B is being satisfied, that you have input, that you're on top of what's going on. So, you know, if you want to make that a standard part of your committee, we can always have Andrea give you a little update on what's going on.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Carla and Andrea. Mm-hmm. So the purpose of today is to discuss the potential projects and objectives that we have for 2019 and vote on them. So we've been given a lot of great information, and I want to open up the floor for discussions, potential ideas. I will start off. The education course spoke to me. It really, really did. It spoke to me because with my students this semester, we have an election coming up. I'm incorporating a civics portion into both of my courses already. So hearing about this educational course, it really sparked a lot of great ideas. And with there already being a template and a framework to work from, it sounds good. And I think it will be a good resource for the community to have. Any thoughts on that?
Do we know what the use of that? First of all, can we get it and see it? Is there
It's online. It's on the ethics. We'll send you the link for it, but it's up not on the ethics commission. It's on the ethics office. We have two different websites. It's on our website. Yeah, and so you can pull it down from that. But I'll have Lourdes. Could you send everyone the link tomorrow?
Are there stats on like how many times it's used or anything like that?
No, the city website did not have a counter for that type of thing.
Okay. I didn't know if, you know, every click.
But that was discussed at the 2017 meeting of trying to see if there was a way to incorporate that.
A click counter?
Yeah.
Just so we know
how often it's being used. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and you said, now
I'd be shocked if the IT group doesn't have some kind of back end feature of just being able to see. I shouldn't have used the word shocked. But I would bet that they have something just to be able to tell visits to the website. I mean, you could. That's a pretty basic feature.
Well, you could have something where at the end they click on something to get a little certificate of completion, and then you could record it that way. There would be a way to do that. But no, in the past we had no idea, but the League of Women Voters got it out, and they promoted it for a period of time, so we don't know.
I do have a question. How would they help us in this initiative, the League of Women Voters? Will they?
I guess if you had a workshop on taking different pieces of it, they could take some of the pieces and offer suggestions for it. You know, they have a lot of, the library director for the city of Jacksonville, who has run some of the top largest libraries in the country, just retired from the city of Jacksonville, and she's working with the League of Women Voters, is interested in working on a project like that. So certainly someone with research skills and someone that, you know, has her level of expertise, that's the kind of person that would sit at the table with you and help. It'd be like dividing up what needs to be done and then asking the League if they want to send some volunteers to work on some of those parts, and then they give you the parts and you could review them and make your changes in them.
That actually, do you mind if I address that?
Mm-hmm.
Chair? I think that reminded me of something that Dr. Candler said yesterday that I wanted to try to remember to bring up here, so that reminded me of it. But he said that the political science research on ethics right now, which I have to trust his view on, shows that America is one of the best governed societies in the history of the world in an objective sort of sense. Mm-hmm. But yet the public opinion of trust in government is at almost an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an incredible statistic. And I obviously we don't have the data at a local level, but just my normative impression from talking to people is that that's probably true at the local level as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the local government works better or worse than the national government, but I think there is a dichotomy between how the government actually works and the public perception of it. So that may be a worthwhile thing to think about, is mm-hmm. is there some way to help promote mm-hmm. the ethics department, really, or the whole ethics, the city ethics program?
We did that in the course. You'll see that there's a section on ethics and some statistics on public trust, and I think that objective could be handled by fluffing up one of the modules that we already have, because we were thinking about that, and we introduced them to the idea of the ethics office and the ethics commission, and we're here to, if you know of anything that makes you not trust your government, let us know about it, because we have a hotline and we can do something about it. So we tried to incorporate that, but you'll see when you see the course, don't click on any of the links, because none of them link to anything anymore, but you see how we tried to do the flow of it, but it could really be made much better, I think.
Do we know if any of the other organizations that initially helped with it? I think you mentioned mm-hmm. Leadership Jacksonville and some
Young
others.
Young Democrats, Young Republicans. We tried to get bipartisan
sure.
support for it.
Maybe it might be a good idea to reach out to them again and see if they're willing to help us update.
Yeah. You know what was interesting? When we first had a meeting on that, we got those people up in City Council and a big table up there. You're looking around at like every head of every political organization in the city that I could think of, and they were all sitting there, and Cheryl Brown, the executive director of City Council, comes up and she shows them how you find a bill, and they were all going, wow, that's how you find a bill? And I thought, really? You don't know how to do that? We're in big trouble. We're in worse trouble. And the questions they were asking, I thought, you all need to take this course. You don't need to write the course. You need to take the course.
I'm sure we can all stand it. Well,
yeah,
maybe
no.
not y'all, because
no.
we do this every day.
Do it all
but,
the time.
You know.
Well, but it's true. It doesn't come naturally.
Yeah.
It doesn't come naturally. And then people get disengaged, mm-hmm. and they don't bother coming. And the whole group was there, and I think we could get them all back at the table again. In fact, that might be an interesting meeting for you guys to have if we invite representatives from all those groups, and say, here are the different topics that we're thinking of doing in the Annual for Citizens. Are there any additional things that you want to see in here? Do you want to help us write it? But get them at the table and get their engagement, because if it flows out to all those groups, mm-hmm. if they have all their members, like, look, you can't be a member of Young Democrats unless you take this course, and if they're engaged in the beginning and the development of it, they're more likely to market it and, get it finished.
My question was to you was going to be, when they had it before, how useful was it? I mean, did you get any feedback? Was anybody using it in the community?
Yeah, they were getting it out to their groups, and people were ostensibly taking it. My 85-year-old mother took it, and she actually got through and figured out how to get it. We have little things for them to do, like scavenger hunts, like find things, and she mm-hmm. was able to find and look up bills. I was shocked. I went, you're kidding. You actually did it. And it took her an hour to do it. So I know it was getting out, but we never really had the follow-up on the marketing and the feedback on it. Do you know what I mean? And it was a shame. Same thing for City Council. Same thing for Lori Boyer, Councilman Boyer. Mm-hmm. She has these great little modules on your neighborhood's going to be rezoned to put in a big Walmart. Here's what you need to do in City Council to fight it, step by step. She mm-hmm. has that in a written format that she's given out to a few people, and she has other things that she's seen citizens really have problems with. And she's written these up, and I said, we need to have your policies as part of this, and we need to, pull together all the good work that City Council has done. We have all these little things for citizens, but they can't find them, mm-hmm. and that's not helpful. So if, the Ethics Commission were the mobilizing force on this, and put it together and then marketed it from the Ethics Commission, I just think it would give a lot of visibility to the Ethics Commission, not that that would be our main purpose, but, and inviting people to come to our meetings and getting them to go to City Council meetings. That was my hope when I did it 7 years ago, and then just sort of, if at the time we had no staff in the ethics office except for me. So there was only so much I could do. Now that Andrea and Lourdes and Kirby are here, you know, I mean, we have support for what you're thinking if you want to go in that direction and pull the League of Women Voters in again. I think we can get it more successful this time.
Okay. Great discussion. I will entertain a motion to incorporate the 2017 education course to our 2019 plan.
I'll move.
Let's vote. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. Great. The first initiative.
I just want to ask, Madam Chairwoman, at a minimum, do you, the three of you guys, know how to access the city council meetings online and all of the committee meetings online, live? Do you guys know how to, have you done?
I've messed around a little on the website.
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty user-friendly.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I was just curious because you can watch any at any time. And then even if you don't have time to watch it, at that time, mm-hmm. there's archive, and you can watch it late at night mm-hmm. if you don't have anything else to do or whatever.
Okay. Some one of the member, can I address that? Do you mind?
Yes.
I'm sure. The, mm-hmm. there was a member of the public at a couple meetings ago who mentioned that maybe they were stopping doing that on the live. Have you heard anything about that?
No, they're all mm-hmm. live. They haven't stopped.
The committee
that.
And full council.
They're all live, real time.
There was difficulty with the TV feed.
Yeah.
For council meetings, and so they had to work on that for quite some time, and they worked with the provider, and my understanding is it's back on.
You
mean
the cable?
So this
person may have been conflating.
Channel 99?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I haven't seen it on
cable.
Yeah, it's not on TV anymore.
They changed
yeah.
Well, that's
providers.
What I mean. I mean,
okay. I mean
not,
on your computer.
Not the computer,
you
but
you can watch it live on your
so
computer.
So I think that
anywhere.
May have been what he was referring to.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
she,
thanks for clarifying.
That member of the public.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you can watch it on TV anymore at all. So, but you can definitely, any computer, you know, you can watch it.
Good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Well, I mean, if you want, we can, Kirby and Andrew and I can take a look at the existing course and maybe divide it up into, like, chunks of projects, if that would help.
Definitely.
You know, like, what needs to be done?
Mm-hmm.
For you to chew on.
Okay. I appreciate that. I think
yeah.
that'll be a good idea.
Yeah. And then I think maybe a good project would be for you guys to look at the one we've got, and we'll send you the link, and actually kind of like read through it.
Mm-hmm.
And you might get some ideas like, oh my gosh, this wasn't clear to me, or you know, we need to do a section on this or that. I mean, so if you, like, in the next month, or so, you know, actually can go through it. It took my 85-year-old mother an hour to go through it. So you can gauge this. Surely you guys can get through faster than her.
So how do we feel about keeping track with this, or do we want to add another project or initiative?
I have a question, because I'm not sure. Sure. The idea that you had about incorporating some of the information from the council or council members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were you having this idea that could go along with this project, or would that be something totally separate?
No, we incorporate those good guides into this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like it depends on how much, like the zoning course that Lori had was, Lori Boyer, was several pages long. I mean, it may all be a whole little course on its own. Do you know what I mean? So if we take a look at it, you don't want to make a monster course for people. You want to have like a little one-hour intro, friendly little intro.
One
and then
page.
Yeah, and then you might say, and we also have a zoning course here where you can
okay.
read this, and we have another specific course over here. So it's not all, but I think it's all part of the same grouping.
Mm-hmm.
Of education. It should be on one page on the Ethics Commission
mm-hmm.
site. Like, here's the basic government course. Here's, like, specialty courses, you know, and zoning would probably be one of them. So I think they should all be in one place for citizens, to answer your question. They should all be in one place, but not necessarily all part of one monster big course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So So do we want to tackle this? It seems like there's lots of different aspects to this one and to go from there.
Yes, I think so. Okay. After hearing that, I think so.
If someone wants to contact council member Lori Boyer and, just get a debrief from her on the things the citizens seem to be most confused about and what information she's got. I mean, I've got some of it, but I bet she has a whole drawer full of things like that.
I think it may be online. She did a presentation for the Open
Government
Task Force, and that was part of it, was the zoning PowerPoint. So, and I believe they posted all those resources online, so we'll check on that, and if so, we'll send you the link to it.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then I still think reaching out and having a discussion to see if she has, like here's your materials and here's, the Transparency Task Force is still online when she talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's still recorded. We'll find the recording and send that to you guys. And then we can see if we need to talk to her or not. But I think any opportunity we have, even like as the chair, going and talking to council people, we don't only want to talk to them when one of our bills is there and we want something from them. We want to, get to know them and engage with them. And if we've got an excuse to engage with the council people and get to know them,
mm-hmm.
it's a good idea.
Madam Chair, can I address one other thing?
Yes.
Carla had mentioned earlier the Global Jacks program, and that's a really great thing for the committee to do. And it's not all that time-consuming, but I've heard from, and the timing just hasn't worked out for me because they usually happen at like 12:30 in the afternoon. But if really any member of either this committee or the commission is available to go, it's a really interesting program. And sometimes I've heard it's kind of amazing for. Do you guys know what this is at all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give sort of the short?
Oh, you
education?
Know what, Lourdes, would you send everyone? We have one coming up in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, do you know when it is?
Yeah, it's on the calendar. It's February 20th at 12:30.
Yeah, Laura, send everyone like a little snippet on it. Okay, so the State Department in Washington has a program, International Visitors Program, and they bring people over from all other countries across the world. Like they'll bring in a Middle Eastern group to discuss farming. They'll bring in an African group to discuss transparency. So they have a lot of issues that they bring groups in. And the State Department, the embassies in all the different countries pick the people to come, and it's exciting. And so Jacksonville now, I think we've done about 50 or 60 of them in the last several years. And we get the calls like, this group wants to find out about good governance and ethics or transparency, and we're sending them to Jacksonville. So they go to New York, Washington, D.C., and then Jacksonville, to find out about ethics. And so they all come in. So the group that we have coming in the end of the month is from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they want to learn about good governance from Russia.
And somebody, I forget which country it was, but either Kirby or Carlo was telling me about one that happened, I think it was last year, and the people from that country were amazed to hear from sort of a private citizen that with eight other people has the authority to subpoena and investigate and fine members of the council or the mayor's office. And, to have that authority at sort of a local level and not even be a member of the government is kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge, so they usually, it's about an hour and a half, and you'll all be invited to the Russian group. So if you want to come and see how that goes, and that's interesting. I mean, that is not like right on point with educating our city employees,
mm-hmm.
but it's highlighting our program Jacksonville, I think, on a global level. So it's fun to do. So yes, you can come to all. Thank you for reminding me. So we'll send a little invitation. We don't have any of the bios or anything yet of those people.
I'll check.
Okay.
We might.
Yeah.
Any other business? Let's schedule our next meeting.
I didn't bring mine either. It's small enough. We can have Lourdes just send an email to you guys to do it.
Famous last words.
I know, but we will. We
yeah.
will.
Can we discuss how many times we want to meet?
Yeah.
At least. Do we want to do once a month? Every other month?
how soon can we get to working on the project?
Yeah, listen, tomorrow. I mean, we can list some things, and it's mm-hmm. almost like this type of project, like if we divide it up, mm-hmm. let's see, we're mid-February. When is our meeting in March? The
2nd?
7th.
7th.
Okay, what I would suggest, the 7th, what time do we start on the 7th at 5?
4:30.
Let me just that if that. We could meet, like, maybe at 4 o'clock, we can have a list of, like, here's
4:30.
Yeah, so we could meet at 4 o'clock before, say, kill two birds with one stone, you're already down here. And we could list out the 20 things that need to be done, and we could divvy them up. And then I think you just need to let everybody kind of do their little sections on their own, and then come back maybe a month or two afterwards when everyone's done their little parts. I don't know that.
That sounds fine to me.
You want to divide up the parts at 4 o'clock, the same time as the Ethics Commission meeting? Is everyone good with that? Morton, yeah.
So
March
just
7th?
Come a half an hour early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
March 7th at 4?
That? Yeah.
Sounds good.
And we'll send out the things ahead of time, like all the different little tasks. And,
okay.
And then you'll be able to kind of figure out what parts you want to jump into. Maybe I can get someone from the League of Women Voters to come to that meeting.
Okay.
Lourdes, would you remind me to mm-hmm. try to get those, like, some community representatives there?
Mm-hmm.
If we have nothing further, we are adjourned.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good first meeting.
Good work.
This is exciting.
Good work, Madam Chair.
Thank you.